Okay, it is no secret Donald Trump has struggled to win over women voters. As we head into the general election, though, there are no other Republican presidential candidates left. And one question is, have Republican women begun to change their minds about Donald Trump? Here's NPR's Asma Khalid.
I went to the swing state of Ohio, and I met women who adore Trump and women who despise him. But most were like Diana Forrester. She does not love Trump's tone, but she's voting for him.
He is a rough talker, but it's not a big deal. Everybody seems so thin-skinned.
And she says,
he's raised some wonderful children, and that tells you a lot about a person.
We're meeting over lunch on a hot summer day at her house. She grabs some ice from the freezer and tells me her main concern is a commander-in-chief who focuses on the security of the country. Forrester is angry that President Obama wants to shut down the prison at Guantanamo Bay.
You know, it was somebody like that in one of those little groups who killed my son. Killed my son.
Forrester's son, a National Guardsman, was killed 4 years ago in Afghanistan by a suicide bomber. She says the Orlando shooting shows that even here on U.S. soil, Americans are not safe.
You can't send a child to school and be certain that they will come home safe. You can't go to a restaurant and be sure that you won't be shot over your soup.
And she thinks Trump is the best candidate to protect the country. At a park in a wealthy suburb just outside of Columbus, moms in sun hats watch their kids in bathing suits splash through water fountains. And that's where I meet 29-year-old Rachel Pugar.
We're not thrilled with Donald Trump.
Her husband is nearby watching their daughter. Pugar says they supported Ohio Governor John Kasich in the primaries and worry that Trump does not understand foreign policy.
He's a little bit dangerous. I don't like the way he talks about women, you know, and minorities. He just doesn't seem like a very stable candidate.
But at the end of the day, do you think you'll vote for him or would you not?
I will probably still vote Republican because we dislike Hillary even more.
Ohio is a place where security concerns meet Midwestern manners. I spoke to about 24 Republican women, and a lot of them say they would vote for Trump, even if they don't like his tone. It's about pragmatism and party loyalty. But I also met a few women who say they simply will not vote for president this November. Women like Sandy Nowak, who voted for Ted Cruz in the primary. For her, Trump is a choice she cannot make.
He's just so liberal to me. So liberal.
Nowak worries that Trump is dishonest and not a true conservative.
I feel like if we get him, we are saying goodbye to the Republican Party as we've known it.
Her best friend, Tamara Frazier, chimes in. She's a little more open to persuasion. She says sometimes she sees a good side of Trump.
Like, you know, a lot of times he's on late night talk shows and he's being very calm and reasonable. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, okay, it's possible. He can have good manners.
But then Frazier tells me about a commercial she's seen on TV. You know the ad. It's an anti-Trump ad made by a super PAC supporting Hillary Clinton that uses Trump's own words.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes.
Frazier can't get that ad out of her mind.
They're hitting everything from short women to Megyn Kelly. Like, they hit everything that I'm going, oh.
And when she thinks too much about that ad, she's not sure she can vote for Trump. Asma Khalid, NPR News.